This is TalkBack, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
This is News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM. KGVO, Missoula's news and weather station.
Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome, welcome. It's the Monday, April 13th edition of TalkBack. TalkBack this morning is brought to you by our friends at Y-West Storage. Secure flexible self-storage in Missoula. Call Y-West to reserve your unit today at 406-510-0590. All these numbers, of course, 406 area code. Quality seamless gutters, expert gutter installation and repair, 728-4002 gets you a free quote. Bruckner's Truck and Equipment, heavy-duty truck sales, parts and service. Call 541-9097 for Bruckner's. Busy Bees Cleaning Service, commercial cleaning you can trust. For a free estimate, call Busy Bees at 550-3219. Pivots Plus, Montana's leader in irrigation parts, service, and sales. Call Pivots Plus, 683-4418. And by Gomer's Diesel, diesel repair parts and service in Missoula. Call Gomer's 728-7620 today.
The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Well, good morning again, everybody. Peter Christian here. Mr. Nick Christensen over there. Good morning, Mr. Nick.
Good morning.
Whoop, hold on. Let's get that. There, that's better. All right, sorry about that. Good morning, Mr. Nick.
Good morning.
All right, now we got all the buttons pushed. Well, happy Monday, everybody. Good to have you along this morning. And, wow, it's a beautiful day, and I want to find out just how things are going for you folks. So this first segment is going to be open phones, and we'd love to hear from you, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. Love to know what's happening, what happened over the weekend, what's going on with you, various things you may be concerned about going on in the nation, in the state, and the world. That's what open phones is all about, so... What did you do over the weekend, Mr. Nick? Anything exciting?
Well, obviously I was gone Thursday, Friday.
Right, we missed you.
So I had a little trip and then went to the Northern Quest in Spokane. And so that was fun with a couple friends. And then came back Friday and late Friday. And then kind of just sat around and watched some golf Saturday and Sunday and watched Rory won another green jacket.
That was an amazing. My wife is a huge fan of Rory McIlroy. She calls him my Rory because I guess he's just so cute or something. I don't know. But as you mentioned, two Masters victories in a row, and that is a rough row to hoe.
Yeah, I mean, only three other golfers have done it: Jack Nicklaus, Nick Faldo, and Tiger Woods. So yeah, those are four big names, and he had a huge lead going into Saturday. People thought, oh, well, this isn't even going to be close, and then yeah, he played pretty poorly on Saturday, and then so everyone was right there Sunday, and he just managed to play a little bit better than everybody else. So
you bet.
It worked out for him, and he, yeah, so now back-to-back wins, and obviously, for those that forget, last year was his first ever win at the Masters.
Right.
So last year was pretty emotional. He had a lot of people rooting for him. And I mean, people were, I guess, happy for him again this year.
And it was totally cool. His little daughter was there. And
Poppy.
Poppy, yeah. And she, what a doll. She jumped into Daddy's arms. And, oh, my gosh, how exciting is that?
Mm-hmm.
That's the coolest thing ever. Well, we are, the phone calls are coming in. It is open phones, 721-1290, 1-800-568-5309. And we'll try to get at least one call in before the first break here, coming up pretty quickly. But let's just go ahead and we'll talk this up right until the first break at 8:10. We have Dave waiting on the line, and we have Kimberly also on the line. By the way, this is open phones for this first hour. We would love to hear from you. The number is 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. So, but we do have a special guest coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. Tammy is going to be joining us from the Missoula Farmers Market.
She'll be on at 8:30.
8:30.
So she's on from 8:30 to 9.
Fantastic.
So Tammy will join us, and then 9 to 10 we'll do more open phones. So for those of you listening now, and if you hear Tammy at 8:30, just know that she'll be on for about 30 minutes, and then at 9 o'clock we'll be back with the full hour of open phones.
So. All right, stay with us, ladies and gentlemen. Coming up here in just a moment, get our first break in, and then we'll get Dave and Brad, who are waiting very patiently. And again, welcome to Talk Back on this Monday, April the 13th. So stay with us. We'll be back.
Life is full of moments, from first steps, first loves, moments that make life special. A life can also bring us difficult and disruptive moments like a cancer diagnosis, which is why the groundbreaking work of Stand Up to Cancer is so vital. They know the problem of cancer won't be solved by one doctor, one lab, or one hospital. It takes collaboration. That's why Stand Up to Cancer brings together top minds from different fields to find new and better treatments so patients can thrive. So when it matters, we can all show up for moments of a lifetime. Please join Stand Up to Cancer and Myrtle Beach to help families get back to where they belong, making new memories for years to come. Please go to standuptocancer.org to see how you can join the mission.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Okay, we are back on Talk Back. Open phones. Let's start things off with Dave. Dave, thanks for holding. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please, sir.
Yeah, good morning. I'd like to talk about the Iran war. First of all, a little history. Netanyahu has been telling the world, and specifically us, that for 14 years that Iran is 6 months away from the bomb. And he has been anxious for all those 14 years to convince a president to do what he just convinced Donald Trump to do, and attack Iran. Now, the problem is, since the war is going on, the Strait of Moses blocked, we all would like to see the nuclear material disappear, take it from the country. But to do that, we don't have a magic wand. So we're going to have to do it militarily, I guess. That would require maybe 10,000 troops. An air base that we could land our big aircraft on and offload the heavy equipment to do the digging and to dig up the mountain, and it could take weeks, maybe months to do it. And all the time we're in Indian country, surrounded by people who don't like us. So it would not be a pleasant operation. And as far as the Strait of Hormuz goes, landing troops on the beaches and trying to take the beachfront along the Strait of Hormuz, there's mountains right behind the beaches, and there's tunnels in the mountains, and snipers on the mountains. Well, it would not be a pleasant operation for our troops. So militarily, it's a very, very difficult situation to be in.
Well, try to imagine all the time that the people who actually live there and are in that area, all the time they've had to fortify that area because they know what's coming.
Yes. I mean, we can bomb the crud out of them and kill, we can kill millions of Iranians. There's no doubt about that. We killed a million North Vietnamese, but does that solve our problem? I mean, it doesn't. It just takes a few drones to blockade that Strait of Hormuz. So I wish there was an easy solution, but we're in a pickle. I don't know what the real answer is, unless we're willing to, Trump is right now willing to say, well, we've won the war, and depart, and then Iranians allow the Strait of Hormuz to open up. But that's not really a victory. It's just, in my view, so we'll wait and see what happens.
In your view, is this all wishful thinking?
Well, we can hope. There's always hope. But the military issue is going to be very difficult. Let's put it that way. And a lot of Americans would die doing it. So we'll see what happens. But oil prices are going to keep on going up as long as the shipping stops. And our gas prices are going to go up. And the pressure will go up on doing something. So we'll wait and see.
All right, Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate it, sir. Brad is waiting. Brad, good morning. You're on Talkback, sir. What's on your mind, please?
Well, I just want to make a few comments about the upcoming primary election for Montana District 1 U.S. congressional seat. There's been an awful lot of negative being espoused about a person I believe, because I know him extremely well, of the highest character, highest integrity, highest authenticity, a person that's perfect to be in that role as a public servant, people servant, and that's Dr. Al Olszewski, the outgoing incumbent who is retiring and has enough of a sordid past, has very little room to point fingers or throw stones because of the issues in his own glass house, and has come out with some very, very extreme statements about Dr. Al that I know for a fact are not true, and they will be responded to. But the person that he's running against, it comes from a background like you, comes from a radio background, well known, but a lot of things that people don't know about Aaron Flint. So is Holman Billings, and pays taxes there, rented a house in August of last year in the Flathead, where he had ancestral heritage from decades before, and now trying to paint himself as somebody from that area. And he talked about the fact that he has legislative experience working for Conrad Burns and Ryan Zinke, and to me, running and getting their coffee and making copies at the coffee machine is not an equivalent to serving in the legislature.
Well, I think he probably did a little bit more than that. But, yeah, I understand. I understand your point.
But if you're not on the floor, if you're not writing legislation, if you're not working directly with legislators, if you're not in the process, it would be like somebody watching you on TV, Peter, and saying, oh, yeah, I've seen that. I can do that. It's not equivalent experience, and I understand where he's coming from. Yeah, I'm sure he did more than that. He's having his hand held by high-moneyed people, and when you have, when you have people who have influenced you with their pocketbooks, they expect something in return. So when Dr. Al has been asked about who he represents, it's the people of Montana, and I really believe that that's the case, because that's been his M.O. as a physician, Air Force surgeon, has been his position as a legislator. And this is a race that is very, very important. And we have a man that people are saying has not won a major race in his legislative or political career experience. I think the same can be said about a man who in the 1850s and 1860s ran and was defeated numerous times. But when it was counted upon, the U.S. elected Abraham Lincoln to be president. Now, I'm not making an equivalence between Abraham Lincoln and Al Olszewski, both men of character, but the differences are Abe was a lot taller, and Al's a lot better looking.
So that's good.
I want people to take a look at the voting record and experience of Dr. Al. He does not support data centers, which are going to use up the precious water in Montana and going to create heat areas around where they're established. So I just wanted to make the point that there's a lot of garbage coming out about Dr. Al. It will be refuted. And I want people to do their own vetting and investigation. And once they check him out, they will find out he is one of the finest men and one of the best candidates that Western Montana has had. So thanks for allowing me to expound on that, Peter.
It's our pleasure. Thanks for the call. And I personally had a chance to get to know Dr. Al at a couple of events that were held over at the Western Montana Veterans Memorial Cemetery, and he gave a couple of very, very moving speeches during Memorial Day, and being a veteran himself, and of course running for office, running once again now. So I found him to be a very pleasant individual, and seems to be a good guy, and we look forward to
he'll be on our schedule in a couple weeks, so
sounds good.
So yeah, we'll get him on.
All right, so we're going to take a quick break. By the way, the phone lines are open. 721-1290 is our number. 1-800-568-5309.
With Missoula's new
Hey, we're back. This is Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. We'd love to hear from you. Coming up here in just a few minutes, Tammy is going to be joining us from the Missoula Farmers Market. But right now it's open phones. We would love to hear from you at whatever might be on your mind this morning. And so what were you doing over the weekend there, Mr. Nick?
Well, like I said, I went to Northern Quest and watched the golf, but I'll change the topics a little bit.
Oh, please do.
So for those of you listening today, you're going to maybe notice a little bit of a change in that our commercial breaks are now being hard-timed. So you've heard us kind of mention before on air that our breaks are, you know, the top of the hour break is, you know, hard time. We got to hit that. And sometimes we're kind of cutting people off to do that. And then same thing, you know, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock hour. Well, now every single one of our breaks is hard time right at the 10 minute mark of every hour. So the reasoning for that, so that'll be a little bit of a learning curve for some of our callers and some of our guests and for us. So if we're cutting people off a little bit, we're going to obviously try not to, but then, you know, if we got to keep you on for a little bit longer and, you know, maybe carry you over to the next break, we can potentially do that, but it's going to be a learning curve for all of us. But the reason that we're doing that is because, it was planned for starting next week, but we're probably looking at a little bit later, as they continue to work on things behind the scenes, which we've been working on for a long time now. Talkback is going to actually be going statewide.
Yeah, baby.
And so several affiliates are going to be carrying the Talkback show. Some may be taking it for the full 2 hours, some just an hour, 9 to 10. We're still working out all that stuff. But basically, any show that Aaron Flint was on with Montana Talks, we are taking that time slot. So that's something that we've been kind of working on. And Kat's kind of been out of the bag a little bit on that, but now it's officially kind of happening. And when we have an official start date, we'll let you know. But for now, we are working under, you know, the guise that how we're going to have to do it. That's the reason we're doing those hard time breaks is, you know, before we only had to really cater to our Missoula audience.
Right.
But since other people are going to be taking our show, we have to have those hard time breaks so they're able to take it and it's smooth for them. And so it sounds good for everybody. So a little bit of a learning curve on our end, cause you know, we've been able to kind of just go at our own flow, but, yeah, it shouldn't impact much. And in terms of guests, we're going to have a lot of similar guests, but we're also going to have, a good handful of new guests coming in, which I think is going to be great. Again, when all that officially starts, we'll let you know, but I'm assuming in the next 2 weeks, we'll be kind of rolling with that. And, yeah, stay tuned.
All right. And so I saw Susan was trying to call in. So, Susan, try again because we'll get you right on. Yes, 721-1290 is our number. We're still taking all your calls this morning. But, again, our timing is going to be a little bit different as we go forward. So, Susan, go ahead. What's on your mind, please?
Well, June 2nd is the primary, and most people do not vote in it. But it is very important because you get to pick the candidates that are going to be on the ballot in November.
Right.
And I don't know all the people who are running on the Democrat side because there are a slew of them. But for the Republicans running for Congress, we have three candidates. We have Al Ofshefsky. We have Christy Jacobson, who is the current Secretary of State and has been elected twice across the state. And then we have, of course, Aaron Flint. And I think it speaks well of the Republican Party that we have three people who are competent. And I hope and I challenge everyone who is listening who is a Republican that whoever gets through the primary, they will get behind the person who is selected, because the people who come out in the primary are the hardcore Democrats and the hardcore Republicans. And there aren't usually very many people that vote in the primary. But
that's a shame,
in the general
actually.
Election, it is very much a shame, but it's the truth. The problem is we have to get a candidate that is going to appeal not only to the hardcore Democrats and Republicans, but we want, I want someone that will be elected as a Republican. And that has to appeal, though, to independents and to moderates in Missoula and Bozeman, who are the bulk of our voters. And we have to have a candidate who has that appeal and has not aligned themselves with an extreme viewpoint on one way or the other.
Gotcha.
And I think it's really important for once the person has been selected in the primary that the Republicans set aside all their bickering and all their stuff and stick together.
We are up against our break, so thank you so much for that, Susan. We're going to come right back. Elena is waiting. So phone lines are open at 721-1290. We have a special guest coming out at 8:30, so we'll be back. So stay with us, ladies and gentlemen.
Don't delay.
Life. It's full of moments, from first steps, first loves, moments that make life special. A life can also bring us difficult and disruptive moments like a cancer diagnosis, which is why the groundbreaking work of Stand Up to Cancer is so vital. They know the problem of cancer won't be solved by one doctor, one lab, or one hospital. It takes collaboration. That's why Stand Up to Cancer brings together top minds from different fields to find new and better treatments so patients can thrive. So when it matters, we can all show up for moments of a lifetime. Please join Stand Up to Cancer and Myrtle Beach to help families get back to where they belong, making new memories for years to come. Please go to standuptocancer.org to see how you can join the mission.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Loss of sight won't blind our vision. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
They are our cuddlers and co-workers, purr machines and love bugs, and constant companions. They are our pets, our family, and they make life so much better. When we face unexpected challenges in life, so do our pets. That's why we're on a mission to support people who love their pets and the pets who love their people, ensuring these families stay exactly where they belong, together. And you have something to offer. With an open heart and mind, there's nothing you can't do. There's no gesture too small or too big when it comes to helping. Whether donating a bag of kibble, sharing an Instagram post of a lost cat, or welcoming a foster pet into your home, every bit of kindness counts. You can help keep pets and people together. Visit petsandpeopletogether.org to learn how to be a helper in your community. This has been a public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
So I can email you.
We are back on Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number, 1-800-568-5309. Peter Christian here, Mr. Nick Christensen, taking your phone calls. And we have a special guest in the studio this morning, Tammy Hubbard from Farmers Market. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for letting me come in and talk about the Missoula Farmers Market a little bit.
I'm hoping that, are you going to say Farmers Market, or is it just going to be market?
Well, we are still a farmer's market.
Good.
We will remain that. We'll remain food and food adjacent.
All right. Now tell us a little. This has been one of the iconic summertime events in Missoula, and that's Farmer's Market. Tell us a little bit about the history, if you would.
Well, we started in 1972, and they started to help some of the farmers that were kind of, you know, dumped here in Montana and had all these great vegetables and they needed a place to sell them. So
it was a match made in heaven, really.
It really is. It really is. And we have some of the same families that started it.
Really?
Some of the generations later are still vending at the Missoula Farmers Market.
It does seem to be a family affair, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely is. Yes, we see a multi-generations, the kids taking over, and some people who are even bringing their grandkids and helping them out. So it really is pretty special. We are the oldest continuous running farmers market in Montana. So pretty proud of that.
Now, I know that you probably weren't around at the very beginning of all this.
No, I wasn't.
But I remember a dear, now late friend of mine, Pat Simmons, who was the head of everything that happened at Out to Lunch at Karis Park, right? And so she was a delightful lady, and she was also involved in getting with the farmers market going.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Well, it's really interesting because, you know, we're down there in the parking lot that's by the depot,
right,
and by the X's, and the city back several years ago, I'm not sure exactly what year, but they created that space just for us. So it's really been a great space. We've got the great bands, shell and stage for the musicians to come and play and people to dance.
I like that. That's good. And so, if you wouldn't mind just sharing a little bit about who's there. I mean, obviously, when you say farmers market, you think fruits and vegetables, but it's a lot more than that.
It absolutely is. And like I said before, we try to stay food and food adjacent. But, you know, we've expanded it a little bit so that we have some ceramic people coming that are bringing flower pots and garden markers that they've made. We've got people coming that, ranchers that are bringing their beef and pork and jerky. And, of course, we've got our food vendors, you know, our food trucks there.
Right.
And coffee, you know, because in the morning, what's better than walking around with a warm cup of coffee and listening to the music and smelling the farmer's market. There is nothing like that smell.
Now, is it one of those instances, Tammy, where you just wind it up and let it go? I realize there's a lot of planning that goes into it.
There really is.
But once the market starts, you just stand back and take your hands off, say, everybody come enjoy.
Well, pretty much.
Okay.
You know, like I said, we have a lot of returning vendors, and they come and they know where their spot is at, and they just, you know, they're setting up before I even get there on Saturday mornings.
Right.
And so, those are pretty, you know, easy. They take care of themselves. But as we, you know, try to invite more people, you know, that we have to figure out, you know, what's a good spot for them. We don't want to put, you know, two bakers right next to each other.
Right,
so,
right.
You know, we kind of have to plan that.
They're lobbing
and
biscuits
always
at each other.
Right.
That would not be good.
Right. And then we get people that, you know, have just certain fruits or vegetables that are in season. Dixon melons, for example,
yeah.
You know,
oh, yeah.
They come in the fall. So, you know, we kind of have to plan for them as they arrive later in the year. Or the cherry season, that's another big one for us, and peaches. And so, you know, there's always a lot of planning. And then we have people that just, you know, want to do it every once in a while, you know, like bakers that, you know, have other jobs, but they want to come and do it once a month or something. So,
sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we are up. We're about a minute away from a break here. We'd love to have some calls if you'd like to talk with Tammy about Farmers Market. Give us a call, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. She'll be with us until 9 o'clock this morning, and then we'll have open phones from 9 to 10. But it's a delight to see you, and so we're looking forward. My wife is huge at the Farmers Market. I mean, every Saturday, she and her sister Doreen and her sister Kim get together and they go all around and I kind of tag along. I'm allowed to tag along, you know,
to carry the heavy bags.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah. But it's fun.
And the
cool thing about the farmers market is you get to see all the people that you've missed over the winter.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Exactly.
Well, tell you what, we're going to come right back after a quick commercial break. 721-1290 is the number. If you have a question for Tammy Hubbard from Farmers Market, give us a call. 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. You're listening to Talk Back, and we will return here in just a moment.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
Welcome back to Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. Our special guest in the studio is Tammy Hubbard with the Farmers Market. And folks are already wanting to talk with you on the phone, so let's get right to it. Catherine is first to call. Catherine, good morning. Go ahead, please.
Good morning. I've been looking forward to the farmer's market all year long.
Me too.
So, Clark Fork Market and People's Market, are they under your umbrella or affiliated with you? And what times are you guys up at the X's going to be open? And is the Tuesday evening market still on?
Yeah, those are great questions.
Wow.
And we get asked that a lot. And no, we are all separate. We are the Missoula Farmers Market, and then the People's Market and Higgins Lock Market are just two blocks from us. And they run the same schedule as we do. It's Saturdays from 8 till 12:30. And then we start our Tuesday markets on June 2nd, and that will be from 5 to 7 p.m. And Clark Fork is separate from us, too.
Oh, okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks for the call, Catherine. Lisa is up next. Lisa, good morning. You're on with Tammy Hubbard. Go ahead, please.
Well, good morning. First of all, I would like to say that the product that they display and try to sell over there at the farmers market are just excellent.
Oh, thank you.
It's just wonderful stuff. I would have to say for my budget, some of it is a little bit high, and so I'm not a regular one to be there. But the other thing I would like to know is I notice when I go to the rows and here are the onions and here are the tomatoes or whatever it is, the prices on every stand are always the same. I wonder if there is a little competition allowed. For example, if a farmer wants to go home and he's got a few things left, can he put the prices down to his own liking?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we let the farmers and the vendors, they set their own prices. And I'm sure, you know, they have their costs and they're all pretty even.
Yes.
But absolutely.
Yes.
I know that, you know, even some of them have, you know, maybe some fruit that is slightly damaged and they'll mark mm-hmm. that down. And, you know, they're all their own individual independent business people and yeah, I'm
and
sure.
I understand that. Yes.
Yeah, if
and
you negotiated or
effort.
Asked, absolutely, absolutely. We, you know, we do support our SNAP and double SNAP programs, which I can talk more about that later. But that's a great way, you know, to make the food more affordable because we want to make fresh fruits and vegetables available to everyone.
Yeah, and And I have noticed that a lot of individual little house and family members do have their own little backyards, including me.
Yes, of course, me too.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you so much for calling.
Well, speaking of that, how does one become a part of the farmer's market? I mean, even if it's just selling flowers or homemade goods or whatever, you can't just show up and start selling them. I mean, obviously, there's a method to that.
Well, there is. I'm sure there was a time back in the day before we had computers that you could just show up. But, yeah, we do have an application process on our website. It's pretty easy to find. You just go to MissoulaFarmersMarket.org, and it's the Become a Vendor is a tab on there, and there's a few steps that you have to go through. And, you know, if you're going to sell food, of course, then the health department gets involved, but we got all the information on there.
Right.
But yeah, you just kind of register. You can register for the whole season, or you can just, you know, pick certain days that work for your schedule. And then, you know, I've got a great computer program that just tells me who's going to be there, and I find a booth space for them. And we try to keep people in the same booths every week. So if you find your favorite baker or your favorite fresh fruits and vegetables or flowers, you know exactly where to find them and go back to find them. So it's pretty easy. We make it, we're really trying to keep our prices low to make it affordable for all the vendors. And some of the ways we do that is through our sponsorships. And we've got
Who are some of the sponsors?
Well, one of our main music sponsors is the Missoula Underground, the Mug.
Cool.
It's an events calendar here in Missoula that covers all of Western Montana. We have Pure West Real Estate is a great sponsor of ours. Minuteman Press, we get a lot of our merch and swag from them. So
there you go.
That's a great sponsor. And then, we couldn't be a market without a Sweet Pea to bring our porta potties to us.
And it always seems to be a line, especially at the worst possible time. But anyway, exactly. Go ahead. Sorry.
And then we also have Trail West Bank is another one of our sponsors. And I'm sure I'm forgetting some, but we are looking for sponsors, and I've developed a great sponsorship program this year. So if you're interested, we also got become a sponsor on our website, and
What's the procedure of becoming a sponsor?
Well, I have some guidelines set up, some different levels. We have a music sponsorship and then, a market sponsorship. But we can always kind of develop it for your particular, what you want to get out of it. With our music sponsors, we'll have, we'll, of course, put it on our social media and our website and our email that we send out weekly. We'll have signage. So there's all a lot of different levels.
Do bands have to audition to become, how do you do that?
Well, I don't book the music.
Right. Okay.
But I know that we have, I answer all the emails from the musicians
sure,
that want to
yeah.
come in. And there is a lot of musicians that, love to do the farmer's market. It's a great gig for them in the morning. They don't have to stay up late. And
there's lots of food around.
And there's lots of food. And the vendors are actually very generous to the musicians. They make sure they don't go home hungry.
There you go.
And, the people are so receptive to the music, and just to be part of it, it's really pretty special. So we do get a lot of musicians that come back year after year. And so it's kind of a... if you've been here before, you get first priority. So we don't have any trouble filling those music slots, for sure.
And when we come back from the break, which is coming up here in just a minute, I people need to know about parking, because they're, downtown at your end, right? There's all sorts of parking. But when you get down by where Karis Park is, the parking can be kind of hard to come by. So anyway, we'll talk about that when we come back from the break.
All right.
By the way, your phone lines are open. If you have a question for Tammy Hubbard from the Missoula Farmers Market, give us a call at 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. And we are going to come right back after this timeout.
Hey, if you're waking up,
Welcome back to Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. I'm Peter Christian and, of course, Nick Christensen is producing Talk Back. Our special guest here in the studio is Tammy Hubbard. She is with the Farmers Market. Now, are you the general manager or what's the title there?
I am the market manager.
Market manager. Yes. Okay, yes. There you go. Okay, so let's talk a little bit more about, I know there's music at the Farmers Market, and everyone who wants to come down to the Farmers Market needs to know about parking.
Well, parking, like you said, that is one of our, one of the benefits of our farmers market is there is quite a bit of parking down there. You know, Saturday parking is free downtown Missoula. We've got a couple of lots that the businesses have opened it up to us for right. parking. So, you know, it's always a little bit of an issue, but, I think if you try, you know, you can find a spot.
And if you go into the parking garage, I mean,
that's pretty close.
A whole lot of like 5 different levels, things like that.
Yeah, you'll get a little bit of exercise walking down to the market, but you know, then you can have that extra donut or something.
Well, no, you just get some nutrition
exactly.
in you.
See,
you get some fruits and vegetables in you. You can make the trek back up to your vehicle.
Right, right.
All right, now let's talk about some other things like music, entertainment, things. Aside from food.
Yeah, well, one more food-related item that I just wanted to point out is, you know, we talked a little bit about SNAP and double SNAP, and double SNAP is we match your SNAP. So if you spend $20 on your SNAP or EBT or food stamps, you know, whatever the terminology that you're familiar with, we will match that with an additional $20. We also, that's for fruits and vegetables only, we also honor senior coupons and prescription produce. So there's a lot of programs here in Missoula.
Prescription produce.
Yeah, that is, That is with one of the hospitals here in town that they hand those out so that people can come down and get, you know, their fresh fruits and vegetables.
Wonderful.
I did want to – last year we had over $12,000 in SNAP redeemed and almost $11,000 in double SNAP. And our vendors donated almost 9,500 pounds to the local food bank.
Wow.
Yeah, and with the senior coupons, we redeemed almost $4,000 worth of senior coupons. So we like to say we're nourishing our neighbors one market at a time, and we really are. You know, we talk about how much fun it is, and the music, and the food trucks, and all of that. But at our core, it's still a farmer's market, and we want to provide those fresh fruits, locally grown, fresh fruits and vegetables.
And I would imagine the folks who need that fresh fruit and vegetables the most are the ones who are low income. And because when you go to the store, get all the sugary stuff, it's not good for you.
Right.
But when you go down to the farmer's market, everything you get is going to be totally good for you.
Well, you know, we do have our bakers there.
I know, but still.
It's still wonderful, fresh, locally made food. So yeah, it's really all about food and food adjacent for sure.
Let's talk about some of the available booths. Obviously there's a certain number, and you're located down by the X's.
Correct.
But now what is the other farmer's market over by the Wilma?
You talking about the Clark Fork Market?
Yeah, the Clark Fork Market. That's what that is.
Yeah. Okay. So we, like I said before, we are totally separate.
Yeah.
But we do still have booths available. And we are expanding our food truck capabilities with the electric. We have an electrician coming out this week to
Great.
Work on that for us. And we do have some other booths available yet. And also, we've got nonprofit booths always available. If you want to come in just once or twice a year and kind of look for volunteers or let people know you're there, mm-hmm. It's just $10 for a nonprofit booth. So we get a lot of those during the summer. And it's always interesting. The nonprofits that are out there and how you can become involved with those.
Well, Tammy Hubbard is joining us from the Farmers Market. We have about three and a half minutes left. So for those who may have just joined us, let's talk about the iconic Farmers Market and when and where, and just go back to the beginning and help us out with the basics.
Absolutely. Well, again, we are the original Farmers Market here in Missoula and the oldest Farmers Market in Montana. And we started in 1972 in the same location down by the X's. It looks a little bit different now than it did then, but
just a little
yeah. We start on Saturday, May 2nd. I will have a little pop-up for First Friday downtown there. If you want to stop by, we'll have some raffle baskets, and you can register for those. But so Saturday, May 2nd at 8 a.m., the bell will ring.
Boy.
And we will start the 2026 Missoula Farmers Market season.
What is that like? For those who have been going to the Farmers Market for years, I there's a lot of people who want to get there early and be the first in line and that sort of thing. What's the competition like before that bell rings?
Well,
are people kind of angling for places in line or what? How does that work?
There certainly is, especially, certain times of the year when we have certain produce. Like I said, some of the vendors, they get up there really early. They have their headlamps on because it's still dark,
wow.
And out there setting up their booths. And we do get some, early morning people that just want to get in and get out and, come and buy their produce. And then the musicians show up at 9:00. And, of course, the coffee vendors are there bright and early as
it's
well.
It's a great place to people watch.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely it is. At our information booth, Troy and Austin work with me there in the information booth. It's really interesting to sit there and watch the people and the joy on people's faces as they enjoy the market.
Well, I can't thank you enough for coming. And so if for those who may have just turned the radio on, Farmers Market, give us the details. When's it going to start? Where's it going to be? How is it free? That sort of thing.
Oh, absolutely. It's 100% free to just come down, walk around, and enjoy the market. Our first market is Saturday, May 2nd. At 8 a.m. till 12:30 p.m. And then our Tuesday markets start June 2nd from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, it's been a pleasure having you. Thank you. Thanks for coming by. And so what will you be doing at the First Farmers Market? Are you just going to be running around? with your hair on fire, right?
Right. Yeah. Well, I have to welcome all the vendors. It's my job to kind of, welcome to the market. And there's handouts and things I have to distribute to them. So I get my laps in. It's just a little two-block area, but I get my steps in for sure.
Well, Tammy, it's been a delight. Thank you so much for stopping by. We appreciate it. First Farmers Market coming up, and don't miss it.
Right. Don't miss it.
This is TalkBack, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309.
This is News Talk KGVO, AM 1290 and 98.3 FM. KGVO, Missoula's news and weather station.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It is hour number two of TalkBack for this Monday, April the 13th. TalkBack this morning is brought to you by Gomer's Diesel, offering diesel repair parts and service in Missoula. Call Gomer's Diesel Incorporated today at 728-7620. Pivots Plus is Montana's leader in irrigation parts, service, and sales. Call Pivots Plus, 683-4418. Busy Bees Cleaning Service is commercial cleaning you can trust. Get a free estimate by calling Busy Bees at 550-3219. Bruckner's Truck and Equipment brings you heavy-duty truck sales, parts, and service. Call Bruckner's at 541-9097. Quality Seamless Gutters brings you expert gutter installation and repair. So if you need their help, call them for a free quote at Quality Seamless Gutters at 728-4002. And by Y West Storage, offering secure, flexible self-storage in Missoula. To reserve your unit today, call Y West at 510-0590.
The views and opinions expressed on TalkBack are not those of the staff, management, or advertisers.
Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you along. It is open phones for this hour. And good morning, Mr. Nick. How are you?
Doing good. Good morning.
All right. So we just want to know what's going on with you folks. folks. If there's something happening you'd like to talk about, there's something happening in the world that has upset you, or, you know, or it's confusing or whatever, the phone lines are open for you. It's 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. So,
what did you do over the weekend? You asked me twice, but what did you have going on?
Well, let's see. What did I do over the weekend? I went shopping with my beloved spousal unit, Lorna. You know, she. Mm-hmm. We make our weekly Costco / Walmart run, and then we go home. And the Masters was on,
mm-hmm.
and my wife Lorna, who's a wonderful lady, she is a huge fan of Rory McIlroy. And when we got back on Sunday from church and turned on the Masters and realized he was in the lead, well, we were pretty much glued to the tube for the wonderful daytime drama of Masters golf. And then when he won at the end, it was so sweet to see his little Poppy, his little girl, run up and give him a big hug. And yeah, so did
either of you take any naps during the golf? Because it's usually the best time to get a nap in. It's when golf. I love watching golf, but I do love the little power nap you can get every once in a while.
Well, being a very, very, very poor amateur golfer, I will tell you to watch those gentlemen and ladies, to watch those folks, you know, smack that ball for 300 yards, and then on a par five get a bogey, or rather get a birdie or an eagle or whatever it might be. It's absolutely amazing to watch them, knowing that when I go to Linda Vista, I'll hit it 75 yards three times to get to the first hole. So
well, the Masters too, there in Augusta, is known for being one of the harder golf courses to play. So
it's so pristine. It's so beautiful. Yeah. So perfect.
Well, and it's so exclusive. So not a lot of people get like a chance to play it. So there's always the debates among amateur golfers about, okay, what would you shoot at the Masters? And then the debates are like, okay, if you even got to start with your ball on the green, would you be able to win the Masters? You know, and just, it's always funny because most people, you know, well, I wouldn't say most, but there's people out there that think they're better than they probably really are. And then you have pros and people that have played it, and they talk about how hard it is, and they kind of put it in perspective. They're like, yeah, an average golfer with the crowd and playing from what they call the tips, which is as far back as the pros play, it's like you'd be lucky to shoot 150, even if you're a decent amateur golfer. So, well, yeah, it's a different beast.
The mystery is, for people who are just casual watchers of golf, right? I've had people say, what's the big deal? You stand there, you hit the ball with a stick, and then you follow it. And I mean, what is the big deal? Until you try it.
Yeah.
And until you hit it in the water or, you know, into the next fairway or whatever it might be, which happens to be a lot over in Kalispell. So,
well, and it's easy to lose like your ability to play well, especially here because it's seasonal.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, like I used to be a pretty decent golfer where I didn't shoot around over the 80s for like 3 years, and then I had one winter where I came back and for some reason little tweak in my swing where now I can't hit a drive to save my life.
Wow.
Or a
wow.
Hybrid. I don't play as much as I used to, but it's a struggle now, and it's like, man, I would do anything to be back to where I was before and be greedy about it. But golf's weird like that. I mean, if you don't put the work in, I mean, it can come and get you. So
absolutely. And it is, let's just say it's a very humbling sport. You know, even if you're a big, tough, muscular guy, you know, or a very svelte female athlete, and when you get that golf club in your hand and it decides it doesn't want to go toward the green, thank you very much.
So. Yeah, you see these really skinny, like tall guys that can just mash the ball, and then you get big muscular guys that come in and think, oh, I'll just swing as hard as I can at it. Yeah, no, that's not how golf works. So, yeah, it's definitely humbling, and it's a hard hobby to have too, because it's so expensive. So it's like when you're not playing well. And then you're paying a lot of money to not play well, you're not really incentivized to go out there very often. So yeah, it's a fickle game for sure.
Well, I enjoy it. I am terrible at it. But at least I admit it, right? I go out there.
Yeah, and you just have fun.
My wife and I go out there and whack the ball around. We pretty much stay at Linda Vista because that's our deal. And so anyway, we will be right back. We've got Elena, Jeff, and Nancy all standing by for open phones. We're going to come right back after this quick timeout. So please stay with us.
Meet Ingrid, fiery spirit carrying grandma, proud trucker.
I've logged more than 4 million miles in my truck. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. I was driving outside of Ohio when a gentleman stopped suddenly in front of me. But it takes my 80,000-pound truck 200 yards to stop. I'd given myself extra room, but it's not a chance worth taking.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Childhood cancer is the leading cause of death by disease for children in our country. We can do something about that. We can come together to support Children's Cancer Research Fund, a national nonprofit dedicated to ending childhood cancer. Because
it's enough already.
Go to childrenscancer.org.
We are back. This is Talk Back. It's open phone, so let's jump right in. Elena has been waiting the longest. Elena, thanks for holding. Go ahead, please.
No problem. First of all, it takes an awful lot to excite me nowadays. And when I heard that news that you're going statewide, fantastic. Congratulations. That's the best news I've heard for today.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
It really is. Good job.
No pressure, man.
So if I've got this right... you mentioned something about Montana Talks. Is that kind of going to be kaput and gone and you guys are taking over?
Yes, that's the plan as of now.
Perfect. And they start at 6. Will you be starting at 6? Or
Our time's not going to change on KGVO, but it may change based on the affiliates that carry us. It'll be kind of up to them. When they air the show, because there's going to be kind of some technical changes for how they receive the show compared to how they used to with Montana Talk. So, I mean, if you're here locally and listening, nothing's going to change. But, you know, if you're listening to Montana Talks on KMPT or a different station, we'll just have to wait and see with them. But we can only kind of control what we control here. So, but you shouldn't have any changes here. And then we'll be live always from 8 to 10. Nothing's going to change there. And you can always listen on the app. And if you're not able to listen to us on 98.3 or 1290.
Oh, fantastic. This is wonderful. As far as talk, Montana Talks, it was good a long time ago. And then... no, it's gone downhill, and especially since, you know, Aaron decided to go and run for office. And regarding Dr. O, he's fantastic. I met him, had conversations with him when the first time he ran. He's up front. He knows what he's talking about. And if he doesn't, he'll get back to you after he checks it out. So he is really good, and it depends on how the primary goes. I'm voting for him. I support him. And if by chance he doesn't win, well, then it'll probably be Libertarian. And if I don't care for the Libertarian, it'll be none of the above. And none of the above is important. It sends a message to the two brands, Democrat and Republican. We don't care for what you're offering. So the message would go out, and maybe they'll think twice about endorsing someone. But you guys have a great day. This is fantastic, and I'm really happy. Good luck to
well,
you
we do,
guys.
We do have to talk a little louder to get the whole stage. So anyway,
I hope people enjoy it. So when we're stuck having to cut them off because of a hard break. So far, it's been okay today. But yeah, I mean, I know some of our callers can be a little long winded. And well, you cut him off, and you did so. Yeah, we'll see how that goes as we get going. But we'll do our best.
Just to let you know. Yeah. All right. So let's get Jeff on. Jeff, good morning. You're on Talkback, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, you better not cut me off or I'll pull you off my lawn.
You're the one I'm worried about, Jeff. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know. Three things, real quick, as quick as I can ever make them. First of all, congratulations on going statewide. Peter, that's got to be a great culmination of a career. And Nick, that's got to open up a lot of possibilities for you down the road, too. So I think it's a win-win for both of you.
Well, I am planning to retire in about 22 years, so yeah, whatever. Go ahead.
Well, like, you know, they say that man plans and God laughs, so we never know how much time we have.
I'm
here. I hope you're there. I hope you're there for 22 years, Peter. Second of all, in golfing, you kind of reminded me of the old George Carlin joke about he got two birdies, an eagle, and a duck. But this is just a kind of a curiosity question from my point. In normal sports, women physically can't compete with men just because of body strength and different things. That's why they have women's sports and men's sports. But in golf, is it closer? I know there's a ladies' tee box and a men's tee box, but overall, golfing, how well do women compete, and could a woman compete at the Masters with the men?
Careful, Nick.
Yeah. I mean, there have been tournaments where women have played with men before, but yeah, I mean, in terms of playing from the same tees, I'm sure there's a few of the top female golfers that could maybe be able to beat, you know, some of the guys that were toward the bottom, but it's just natural. I mean, it's there's a reason that they play tees further forward, because it really is an unfair advantage otherwise. So, I mean, could it happen? Because golf's one of those sports where, I mean, anything could happen, right? Someone could get hot. I'm not saying it's not possible, but they play on different tees for a reason.
On a general level, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I just remember that way back, way before you were born, where Billie Jean King whooped Bobby, what's his name, in tennis.
Bobby Riggs.
Yeah.
That was tennis. It was a different story.
Right. So, and the third thing, and this is kind of humorous, but it also is kind of pathetic in a lot of ways, because it's the LGBTQIA+. Alphabet soup is no longer suffices. I found out just late last week that they've added in missing and murdered Indigenous women, and then there's two G's and an S, and I'm not sure what those stand for, but the new acronym is MMIWG2SLGBTQQIA+.
Wow.
And even that is not inclusive enough for some people. So I'm sure we will see further modifications of all the people. I mean, I don't think you have left-handed Palestinian taxi drivers are included in that.
As the Carpenters famously sang, we've only just begun.
The more they try to be inclusive, people try to be inclusive. There is no they. The more some people try to be inclusive, the more we see that basically we're individuals. And if we just treat each other as individuals rather than try to put ourselves into groups,
well said.
I think we end up much further ahead. And I can sense you're needing to cut me off for a hard break, Peter. So
we will be back. Stay with us.
Life is full of moments, from first steps, first loves, moments that make life special. Now, life can also bring us difficult and disruptive moments like a cancer diagnosis.
which is why the groundbreaking work of Stand Up to Cancer is so vital. They know the problem of cancer won't be solved by one doctor, one lab, or one hospital. It takes collaboration. That's why Stand Up to Cancer brings together top minds from different fields to find new and better treatments so patients can thrive. So when it matters, we can all show up for moments of a lifetime. Please join Stand Up to Cancer and Myrtle Beach to help families get back to where they belong, making new memories for years to come. Please go to standuptocancer.org to see how you can join the mission.
Being blind doesn't always look how others may think. Stargardt disease was supposed to define me.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
A blinding eye disease attempted to force me away from doing what I was born to do.
But it cannot stop me. I have the tools.
I will keep moving forward.
Pushing past the limits of this disability.
I know where to find support and where I can be seen.
Loss of sight won't blind our vision. Innovative research, educational resources, supportive community.
The Foundation Fighting Blindness is leading the charge in finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases. Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. It's open phones, and Nancy is waiting. Nancy, good morning, ma'am. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Well, morning, Glory. Wow, everybody's wound up today like a top. I'm telling you, I'm sitting here on my couch just laughing at everybody, their comments and whatever. I mean, they must have got into some good stuff this past weekend, huh?
Who knows?
Well, I got to tell you, Peter, did you hear what happened to Rosie O'Donnell this past weekend at the L.A. airport?
I did not, no.
Well, I'm telling you, TSA detained her because they mistook her for Kim Jong-un.
Oh, come on.
Anyway,
right.
But I got to tell you about this, you know, everybody's complaining about the death count in Iran, and the legacy media, of course, is lying about everything. But I just wonder how many people realize how many people, you know, citizens of Chicago, Illinois, are murdered every weekend. I mean, every weekend is just mass slaughter in the neighborhoods there, especially the ones of the Americans of African ancestry. They're just slaughtered on the streets every weekend. So just keep that in mind. And I don't know, this is a 1,400-year-old adversary that we are fighting with. Nothing seems to work. They're hard-headed people. And I'm just hoping, like the rest of you, for the best and to get this over with. And but I don't think that there's ever going to be an agreement between us and Iran.
Well, you're talking
nothing
about
nothing to the satisfaction of both sides.
Sure. You were talking about Chicago. I just looked it up. Based on 2025 data, Chicago averaged about 8 murders per week. So there you go.
Oh, yeah, it's terrible, especially on the weekends. There's as high as 50 or 56 murders in a weekend.
All right. Thank you for the call, ma'am. We appreciate it. Harry's up next. Harry, good morning. You're on Talkback. Thanks for holding, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Peter. About golf, I've only done it a few times, and I'm amazed how if I try to hit it straight on my tee offs, like watch that sucker just like half circle turn, like go a half circle away.
You got a hook or a slice going on there, right?
Yeah, and then spend up the rest of the, you know, more time in the trees looking for that ball. But yeah, I was amazed at my iron. I can do my iron fairly good, but then the putting was horrible too. So I don't do that no more. So yeah, it's to me it's not a it's a part, you know. You do it, but to watch it, I don't see the value of sitting and watching.
I will tell you this: golf is the ultimate four-letter word.
It's obviously it's addictive, though. I've seen people they're out in the fog playing golf where you can't even see what they're doing, but they're still out there doing it. But it's a very addictive sport. But one more. Also, I got to do a little. Dumping on Trump, but he obviously the guy is very good at the big lie, because he keeps saying the same stuff lie over and over and over, and people start repeating it. I mean, it's like someone said, "Oh, well, he stopped 8 wars," and he's keeps going on about the how he won the 2020 election that was cheated out of it. But the one thing the Mueller report. He keeps saying, "Oh, that completely exonerated him." Have you people even read it? I haven't read the whole thing, but I read the sort of a synopsis of it, and I know there. I'm pretty sure there's a part in there where Mueller actually goes out of his way to say this does not exonerate Trump. That there was, questionable stuff. But it isn't up to him to determine whether to convict him or charge him with anything. He leaves that to the Congress, which of course Congress is a Republican at that time, and so they didn't do it. So, but he keeps saying it completely exonerated. I hear all the other pundits. Repeat that too. Oh, the Mueller report exonerated. Russia, Russia, Russia. It's all a big hoax. But I mean, there wasn't enough to say that there was a direct contact with influence. But there was other stuff that they're meeting up behind, secretly. His son and some Russian people were meeting up on a plane. And I mean, there's other things that there was smoke, but they said couldn't prove that there was fire. But again, that's the big lie. You keep saying it long enough, pretty soon people just start repeating it, too. It's amazing.
All right, Harry. Well, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Do we have time to get one more call in? Let's get one more call in. Go ahead. I believe it's Rick. Rick, go ahead. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, gentlemen. Can you hear me?
Yes. We have 2 minutes. Go.
I don't play golf, but I have a lot of relatives that do. Could you guys answer me a question, you two golfers? What is the mysticism about John Daly?
Well, he was the longest hitter on the tour for a long time.
But his lifestyle does not match what I would call a particular professional golfing lifestyle. I'm not for it or against it, but he seems to be extremely popular. And I was just wondering, from a golfer's point of view, why is he so popular? And that's kind of just my question.
All right. I've never met the man. I've only seen him play a couple of times, but I do know, Nick, you know golf better than I do. John Daly was famous for hitting the ball a mile, right?
John's kind of beloved in the golf community because I think because he's so different. I mean, it's, jokes run around where, he loves to smoke his cigarettes and play barefoot and drinks his Coca-Colas in the morning. And, obviously has tons of stories about, his playing days. And what's nice about John Daly now is, his son is up and coming in the golf world. John Daly Jr. He plays for, I think, Arkansas.
Wow.
But he actually got into a pro tournament this year. And so, we'll have John Daly Jr. also bringing up the ranks here. So you may see more of Big John and Little John.
See if he's a chip off the old block or the old tee.
Anyway, he can hit the ball far, too.
You bet. We're going to come right back. Stay with us. We've got Ed, Charlie, and Mike all standing by. We'll be right back after this quick timeout. Thanks for joining us here on this Monday edition of Talk Back.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting a flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past the turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
We are back. This is Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number. It is open phones, and Ed has been waiting the longest. Ed, thank you for holding, sir. You're on Talk Back. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Now that you're going statewide, does that mean we can't tell Bozeman jokes anymore?
You can tell them, but some Bozeman people might call and respond.
It would be a point counterpoint.
Yep.
Just take a Texas Aggie joke and change it over to Bozeman. That's what we do.
We'll keep it friendly and fun as long as that's the case.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I'm smiling. But I might be in trouble for this next one. But there was a golf broadcaster, a guy, doing TV broadcasts. And he said that women golfers will always have trouble gripping the grip, especially the buxom ones, and he got fired.
Oh my goodness!
He got fired. Do you remember that?
I do remember. I don't remember who it was, but
his career was over.
Well, you're walking where angels fear to tread. You know, I mean, it's silly if you're going to don't ever take a chance like that, especially if you're a national medium. For heaven's sake.
Yeah. Exactly. Okay. All right. No more Bozeman jokes.
All right. We'll see. What happens when the football season gets going. Charlie's up next. Charlie, good morning. You're on Talk Back. Oh, what's up? Go ahead, Charlie. Hi, Charlie.
Hey. I don't know who to attribute this quote to. It goes something like, we fight the enemy over there so that we don't have to fight them here.
I'm not sure who said that. I know who said we have met the enemy and he is us. You know, that was, it was a cartoon character.
right. But anyway, I know there's going to be, some pushback on whether Iran has nuclear weapons or not, or the capacity. By their own admission, they do. But the thing is a couple of weeks ago, I was watching this video from this guy. He lives in Michigan, I think, up by Detroit, not Dearborn, but somewhere up around there. And he's the one that he's kind of provocative. He wanders around up there with a Koran wrapped in bacon, which is, disrespectful to say the least.
Well, I guess,
But anyway, but he was taking video of this Muslim rally that they had up there. And I don't know how many people were there. You know, he just fanning the crowd and everything. But this mullah got up there and started chanting "Death to America," and the whole crowd was behind him.
Wow.
So I'm thinking that's kind of sketchy, to have people, here in the United States calling for death to America like that.
Well, maybe it's time to put the house up for sale and move to a place where you feel more comfortable.
Well, I think the camel's got the nose under the tent already. I believe it might be a little too late for that sort of thing, just to move somewhere else, because it's not only Dearborn, but there's Muslim populations down in Texas. They're trying to do the whole, city down there they were trying to build. And, I can't remember the name of it, but the Governor Abbott put the kibosh to that. But, it seems like we're kind of in for a little, scary times, to say the least. But anyway,
I know that Dearborn, Michigan has become There's a very large Muslim population in Dearborn, Michigan, and there have been some pushbacks on that. But you know, in this country, you're allowed to move wherever you want. I mean, it's part of the freedom of being an American. So if you want to live in a place where others of your beliefs want to gather, then, hey, there's no reason why you shouldn't be able to do that.
Right, right. Yeah, I remember the mayor of Dearborn, this American got, well, I guess, you know, let me just say white guy got up there and he was kind of, you know, venting his frustration over, you know, a call to prayer at 5 a.m. and everything like that. And the Muslim mayor said, well, you can just leave. We don't need your type here. So, you know, it just seems like I don't know. It just seems like the politicians and the powers that be are really just allowing, you know, this type of behavior to happen. You know, we can't have Bibles in school, but there are school districts that allow, you know, prayer rooms for the Muslim students, you know, that they can take their break. And then what was the other thing? Oh, during Ramadan and their fasting period, they can't have food in the school, so Muslims, you know, the Muslims that are fasting, they don't have to smell the food.
Hey, we are running up against a break. Thank you so much for the call. We're going to come right back. We have Len standing by and Mike also, and I believe Susan is back with another comment. Stay with us. We have another 18 minutes left here on our time together on this Monday edition of Talk Back. Stay with us, please.
I'm David Beatty. Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Suck it up.
It's not a big deal.
Snap out of it.
Just get over it.
We've all heard it. But if you're experiencing extreme stress, it's not just in your head. It can affect your entire body because toxic stress can hurt us physically without us even knowing it. If you've lost a job, worry about your next meal, or have trouble making it through the day, if you're feeling the effects of stress, we can help. Text STRESS to 211-211 to find a solution.
Welcome back. It is Talk Back. It's about 18 minutes before the hour, and let's move right along and get Mike on the line. Mike, it's open phones. Good morning, sir. What's on your mind, please?
Good morning. And this is only my second call, so if I'm all over the place, I apologize. But it seems like everybody's been talking about everything outside of Montana, and you know, we can control things here in the valley with our local elections and our people that are running for office, Ravalli County, Missoula, all those things. So you got to get out there and vote and do your research on your candidates, because some of them are saying they're elected to do things that they're doing right, that they're supposed to be doing right now, that they are not doing when it comes to, and then they're going for you know, a higher office, and they're not doing their current elected position.
Well, it's up. It's up. You're absolutely right. It's up to the electorate, the people who elected that individuals, whether it's a county commissioner or a state representative or a gubernatorial candidate, whatever. If you vote for somebody, you've invested your vote in them. And it's, in my opinion, it's up to you to keep track of what they're doing and let them know if they're failing or succeeding.
Absolutely. And get out there in the primaries so you get the right candidate that to be elected that'll represent us in a way that'll keep everything that's going outside of Montana from coming into Montana, you know. And I'm just encouraging everybody to get out there, the young voters, the older people that are involved, get younger voters involved so they understand what's going on and have a enthusiasm to get out there and vote.
And if you don't exercise your right to vote, in my opinion, you have abrogated your opportunity to complain, because if you're not going to be a part of the solution, then you're part of the problem.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100%. But anyway, I just wanted, I know there's a lot of things going on from outside the valley. I just wanted to bring it back in and get some things out there that, you know, we can possibly control, you know. So get out there and vote, and I appreciate the time.
You bet. And if you have a candidate that you enjoy, that you want to support, get behind him or her with money, with campaigning, all sorts of good things. So let's continue. Len is up next. Len, good morning, sir. It's good to hear your voice again.
Good morning. Yeah, I agree with that 100% on voting. I'm 86. I've never missed a vote since I was 18.
Awesome.
And it's important to do. The thing that's bothering me right now is what's going on with Israel and Lebanon. And I feel like we're supporting Israel to kill babies and women and kids and everybody. I don't like it. I don't like my money going for that. And we need to stop it. They're murdering people is what they're doing. And I don't care what they call it. It's murder. And Trump is murdering people with his damn stuff that he's doing. And we've got, he's having our army do it. And really, I'm a veteran. And it really bothers me to see how our military is being used by that person. And it's wrong. And the rest of the world knows it's wrong, but he don't. And they keep letting him do it. And someday somebody's got to stop him. And somebody's got to stop this killing that Israel is doing on in Lebanon. They're going to turn Lebanon into the Gaza Strip is what they're going to do. And it's wrong.
Well,
and I don't like paying for it.
I'm just looking at this from the BBC. I'll just read you the headline here. Israeli airstrikes and Hezbollah rocket attacks intensified over the weekend in southern Lebanon and northern Israel as both sides signaled the war would continue despite diplomatic efforts. So you're absolutely right.
Exactly. But you know what? How many people were killed in Israel and how many were killed in Lebanon? 2,000, they said on the TV this morning, were killed in Lebanon.
Mm.
And there's some good people in Lebanon. You know, Danny Thomas that started St. Jude's Hospital was a Lebanese.
Right.
You know? And we're killing people that could be helping the world. And I'm not anti-Jewish. I'm not anti-Semitic. I have a Jewish neighbor right now that I think the world of. But I damn well don't like what's going on, and I blame our government for a lot of it.
All right, Len, thank you for the call,
sir.
We appreciate it. Thank you for your words. Susan is up next. Susan, good morning. You're on TalkBack. Go ahead, please. Good. Welcome back.
Well, I'm going to comment on people who land a vote for one candidate in the primary, namely Al Hoshefsky, and then do not intend to vote at all if that person does not win. And I want to say that I am very saddened that we've got to a point where we are going to go to the trouble of voting for one candidate in the Republican primary and then not support whoever wins in the primary. We have three outstanding people in the Republican primary. We have Christy Jacobson, who is our current Secretary of State, who is a fifth-generation Montanan. We have Aaron Flint, who is a multi-generational Montanan, who everybody knows from radio. And we also have Al Hoshefsky, who is an honorable veteran and an honorable physician. All three are, I mean, it's very impressive that we have three outstanding candidates. And I think it behooves us, if we get someone through the primary, which we will, we need to get behind whoever gets there because it's called being a good sport. And we are going to be up against Democrats who never waver from being unified. And Missoula and Bozeman are absolutely solid 70% Democrat. So it is very critical that independents and moderates consider voting for someone that is a Republican. And for the sake of, I mean, sadly, Ryan Zinke would have aced it. He would have blown through it, and he would have won immediately, but we don't have him.
Right.
So it is important for people to vote with whomever wins in the primary.
All right. I was just looking at the Democratic candidates, and a couple of them have already been on our show. Ryan Bussey is one. Russ Cleveland.
And, he's also been on a couple times.
And Sam Forstag are individuals who are running on the Democratic ticket for the House.
And so, I will tell you, Russ Cleveland and Ryan Bussey will both be on either toward the end of this month or beginning of May, and we're trying to get Almy and all the other Republicans on as well. So everyone will have a chance to speak.
Okay, we'll be back. We have about 10 minutes left in our time together. So it's open phones. Give us a call, 721-1290 or 1-800-568-5309. We'd love to put you on as soon as we get back from the break.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, welcome back to Talk Back. 721-1290 is our number, and the phone lines are open. But I know, Nick, a lot of things have been happening dealing with our law enforcement folks here in Missoula.
Yeah, in lieu of phone calls, we did have a motorcycle versus vehicle crash shortly after 2:30 p.m. on Friday. Officers responded to the crash. It was at the intersection of Reserve and Spurgeon Road.
It's a very busy intersection.
Yeah. A 35-year-old motorcyclist sustained serious bodily injury and was transported to a local hospital. The driver that was involved in the crash did not remain at the scene, ooh, but was later located and taken into custody. So we're waiting on charging documents for that. But the driver was processed for suspected impairment. He was transported to the jail and remanded on charges for negligent vehicular assault, aggravated driving under the influence, and resisting arrest. Wow. MPD's asking anyone who witnessed this incident or has footage by chance, if they have like dash cam footage or anything like that, and they haven't yet spoken with law enforcement, they're asking you to contact the Missoula Police Department at 406-552-6300. Again, that's 406-552-6300. Let me take this call. Looks like Dave's calling.
You bet. All right. So it is open phones for another, maybe 7 minutes or so, 7.5 minutes. So if there's something on your mind, give us a call, 721-1290, and Dave is back. So, Dave, good morning. Welcome back. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, I'd like to talk about the election in Hungary. This is kind of off topic of other people have been talking about. Trump and the vice president both campaigned in Hungary for the incumbent president. And the incumbent was super pro-Russian. I mean, he was Putin's buddy. And for some reason, Trump liked him too. But he got beat really bad in this last election, and you know, he's been blocking European aid to Ukraine, and since he's gone, hopefully that European aid will go to Ukraine. But I'm also bothered by the fact that if Israel needs bombs or something, we open our arms for Israel and give them whatever they want. But when it comes to Ukraine, no, we won't sell it directly even to Ukraine. We'll let Europeans buy it from us and then send it to Ukraine. So I think there's a double standard there.
Well, I was just looking at the USA Today, exactly what you're talking about, that election. At first glance, it says the expected but still shocking ouster of Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orbán, a long considered a poster boy, if you will, for Europe's populists and President Trump's Make America Great Again movement, seemed like a symbolic win for the Trump resistance. Vice President J.D. Vance was sent to the country for an 11th-hour rally of support, and that did not succeed. Internet memes sprung up immediately from Trump opponents, latching onto the I'll have what she's having moment from the movie When Harry Met Sally. So, anyway.
Yeah, it's... It's just I don't understand. Trump and Putin seem to be on the same side sometimes, and it bothers me that he's picking losers in my mind.
Well, the president of the United States has a lot of hats to wear, and foreign relations are one of them, and so I do not envy anyone who wants to be in that position as president of the United States. You get a huge amount of responsibility, and most of the time nobody likes what you do.
Well, that's, he knew going in that's what it was. He worked really hard to get the job.
So sure, of course.
I don't feel sorry for him.
I don't feel sorry for him either, but I'm just saying that when you put yourself in that position, you have to be ready to take the heat.
Yep, that's what did Truman say? If you want a friend, get a dog.
No, he also said if you can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen.
Right. So, Trump seems to take the heat off of personally, and that's one of his big problems in my mind. Is it's all personal. The Pope says something bad about him, and he gets all fired up and attacks him. You should let it roll off your, just forget it, just ignore it. Don't go to war with the Pope. You're going to lose.
That's excellent advice.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for the call, Dave. All right. We have about 4 minutes left in our time.
We got 2 minutes.
Two minutes. Oh, I'm sorry.
So I'm just going to go over another incident that occurred over the weekend.
Please do.
Because we're running out of time. Just after midnight on Saturday, Missoula Police Department officers also responded to a report of a juvenile female who had been shot on Alex Lane. The female was transported to the hospital by ambulance, but unfortunately succumbed to her injury. Detective responded and they conducted interviews. All the people present during the incident were identified. Several interviews were conducted. Police public information officer Whitney Bennett said, our hearts go out to the families impacted by this tragedy. No assistance from the public is required for this situation, and there's no risk to the public. The juvenile male was placed in custody and he's currently being held on the charge of negligent homicide. Due to the ages of those involved and respect for the families, the identities of those involved will not be released as of now. It's still an active investigation, and no additional information will be released at this time. If we get more info, we'll share it. But, yeah, it's always a delicate situation with juveniles. But, yeah, our hearts go out to the family as well because obviously that was a fatal shooting. So
it was a really horrible weekend for law enforcement. And as you'd mentioned, Nick, the folks who are, first responders, whether it's police, whether it's fire, whether it's, ambulance, whatever, our prayers go out to them. They have a very difficult job. And so, God bless all the work that they do. And much of it is unsung, unfortunately. You see them, with their sirens and lights blazing, and I always just pull over and say a quick prayer for them because they're heading into danger. So anyway, So what's coming up on tomorrow's fabulous talkback program, sir?
We'll start with open phones for the first hour. Excuse me, and then the second hour will be the Mansfield Center. And Pei Pei, their Taiwan program officer, will join us, as well as a student who participated in the Mansfield Center's Taiwan exchange program. So that'll be from 9 to 10 tomorrow.
Fantastic. And again, thank you for all your calls. You guys are awesome. We sure appreciate every single one of you. And want to say folks, thanks as well to Tammy from the Farmers Market for being with us this morning. She was a delight. And we're looking forward to the Farmers Market. My mouth's starting to water already. Have yourselves a great day, everybody. We will see you tomorrow.